to this story is more what the Lord wants us to see today.
Come on now.
So let's take note. In this particular book, we're talking about just, we're not talking about just any old man.
Well, come on.
We're talking about the prophets of God.
Uh-huh.
A prophet is one who can interpret dreams and hear clearly from God.
That's right.
Most of the prophets in Israel, when they heard God speaking to them, they obeyed God.
Right,
and did
right.
exactly what God wanted them to do. But not the prophet Jonah.
Right, that's right.
God is sending Jonah on an assignment. An assignment is a task. It's a mission. It's a duty. And God has assigned our hands as well to a particular task, a particular mission, a particular duty. And our response to God should be, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
In order for us to walk into our destiny, in order for us to go in the direction God wants us to go in, we must have an open mind and we must tell God, yes.
Yeah.
Even if the assignment, we don't like it, he didn't ask us if we liked it, even if we don't understand the assignment, we must say yes.
Yeah.
Assignments may be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But God wants us to say yes. Never in the Bible did you hear God ask, do you want to do this assignment?
Come on.
What do you think about this assignment? On some instances in the Bible, like he told Philip to rise and go.
Yeah.
In Ezekiel, he said, get up and go out to the plain. And there I will speak to you. He didn't even tell him what was going to happen until he got there.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what God is going to do to us. He ain't going to tell us what to do, how it's going to be done, and what we have to do, but he's going to say, go.
Yeah.
And I tell you when you get there.
Right.
That's when your faith got to kick in.
Because
you don't know what you're going to face on your way back. But you have to have faith and you have to trust God.
Yeah.
All right.
God is going to put you on an assignment.
Uh-huh.
He may have already put you on an assignment.
Uh-huh.
And you still trying to figure it out. But God, wait a minute. Are you for real? This don't even look right. This is not even me.
Come on.
But God has put you on that assignment for a reason.
Come on.
God is not going to tell you every detail all the time. Now, in Jonah's case, he told him, arise.
Uh-huh.
He told him what to do. Go to Nineveh.
Uh-huh.
That great city.
Yeah.
He says, and call out against it.
Yeah.
He gave him directions.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been confused. Because he told him exactly what to do.
Yeah.
He said,
for
that evil has come up before me.
Uh-huh.
We learned in Sunday school this morning that everybody matters. They didn't just start sitting over in Nineveh. They've been corrupt. They've been cutting up all this time. But God says enough is enough.
Yeah.
I need you, Prophet Jonah, to go over to Nineveh and preach that men might be saved.
Come on now.
God wants everybody to be saved. He don't want nobody to be lost.
Come on.
He wants everybody to be saved. Yeah, even those that are on the corner.
Yeah.
Even those that are swinging on the pole at the club.
Yeah.
Even the drug dealers. He wants everybody to be saved.
Come on.
Amen.
There's no big eyes and no little you. He says the great city. Even though there was wickedness, God seen them in his glory.
Right.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad God don't see us in our mess? But he sees us with the blood of Jesus all over us.
Yeah. Thank you.
He wants an obedient people.
Thank you.
The people of Nineveh, they was the Assyrians. They were worshiping idol gods. They was proud. They was a ruthless nation. And Jonah didn't like them.
That's right. Teach it.
He didn't like what he did to the Israelites.
That's right.
So this is what Jonah did. Jonah said, I'm not going over there because I don't like the people. Let me bring you to this point before I go there. We have to take the limits off of our own selves. We got to come out of the box. We limit our own selves. How do we limit our own selves? I'm glad you asked me. I'm not good enough.
Come on.
I don't speak like this person or like that person. I don't dress like her. I don't dress like him. I don't drive what she drives. I don't give like she gives. So what?
Yeah.
The preacher told us a couple of Sundays ago, do what God has called you to do. We have to see ourselves the way God sees us. We might be going through, but God sees us as the head and not the tail. He says we're above and never beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. Yeah. A songwriter picked up the pen the other day and he says he looked beyond my faults
and saw my
needs. That's what God did to the children of Nineveh. He looked beyond their faults.
Yeah.
And he saw their needs. Their needs was to be saved.
Yeah.
We told you, for the Son of Man comes to seek and to save that which is lost. Nineveh didn't, they didn't just get that way. I told you, they've been that way all along.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in a nation right now that all chaos is going on.
All right.
Everything is going on the outside.
Yeah.
But God wants to see the nation saved. He wants to see Houston saved. He wants to see our president saved. Jonah disobeyed. So when we don't do what God tells us to do, how are we going to talk about the president? We can't talk about him because we do it. We're disobedient to God too.
That's right.
God had compassion
on
everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you see your sister, they ain't been here, your brother ain't been here in a while, you never call, you never going to see about it. Guess what? God is going to hold us accountable.
Come on.
We're on our way to heaven anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Glory.
God has given us an assignment. It might seem like a small assignment, but to those people, it's a big assignment because it shows them that you care.
That's right.
It shows them that we're not just coming up in here faking and shaking.
Come on. Preach.
But that we sincerely love one another.
Yeah.
Because God knows. And you always say, God know my heart. He does. All of
us.
God knows it all.
That's right.
We might can hide from somebody else, but that's my point number two. You can run, but you cannot hide from God. It says Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord. What he thought he was going?
Yeah.
What would even give him the idea that he can run from God? What gives us the idea that we can throw rocks and hide our hands? Like we're getting away with something. No, God sees it all. Guess what? He hears it all.
Yeah.
Psalms 139:8 says, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. God is everywhere at all times. He's omnipresent. So if Jonah knew, and Jonah knew that, he was the prophet. He was the man of God, so he knew that he couldn't get away, but he tried it. And that's how the devil put in your mind, you can do that. You sneak on around there, you can do that. God ain't gonna see you.
Come on now.
He'll put that in our mind. And we'll begin to think that thing.
Yeah.
Jonah went on down in the bottom of the ship, got on either side. So he was really trying to hide. He ain't get in the middle of the ship. He had his side. I could just only imagine the side of the ship. That might have been one little corner right here. But he snuck on up in there and went fast asleep.
Lord have mercy.
See how the devil tricked us? He thought he could sleep and be at peace. He thought he could. But God is getting ready to show him that he can't. So what does it cost us to run from God? That's what we got to think about. What does it cost us? Nothing comes good to those that run from God. It might seem like a good idea. It might look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
She might look nice, married men. He might look nice, married ladies.
But you don't pay some.
Huh? But you gonna pay some. You can sleep and do all that other kind of stuff if you want to. It wasn't free for Jonah. Look here, it wasn't free. Jonah had to pay. That is pay.
Come on.
It was several ways that Jonah had to pay. Jonah had to pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
Jonah had to be thrown over the ship in the water.
Come on.
Then he had to get swallowed up. Look at all of that. If he had just went to Nineveh.
Yeah, yeah.
The way God told him to do it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to go through all of that other stuff. No. If we would just do what God tell us to do the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy way out. Just your soul throwing me up. No. Because even though they didn't believe in the God.
Yeah.
Come on here. They weren't going to touch the man of God.
Hey, preach.
And throw him over just like that now. But see, God already knew all this. He was setting them up. Because see, now you got to go pray to the God.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, this is yours right here.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking him. What do we do with it? Can we throw him over? Can we? God had to give them permission.
Yeah. Come on.
To touch his anointed one. Woo. You can't go around here putting your mouths on these anointed people. If that nothing's going to happen to you. God got something for you.
Yeah, come on.
But see, this is what he was trying to do because he wanted them to be saved.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted them to be saved.
Yeah.
Look here. You got to know who's on your ship.
That's it. That's it.
Well, sister, I ain't riding on no ship. Well, you better take inventory around who's around you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
They might look good.
Yeah.
You might say they're part of my crew. If I'm going to move forward in 2019, some people can't go with me.
They can.
But look here, don't throw the wrong person overboard now. Watch out who you throw overboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because somebody, you want to have some real folks on your side.
Yeah.
Be careful of which one you throw. Go to God and ask God, now, wait a minute now. Is this the one right here I'm supposed to throw overboard? Some of them relationships y'all got out there.
Come on.
You better go back and ask God, is this the one, Lord?
Come on.
Watch your whole life change.
Yeah.
When you do it God's way.
Yeah.
When you do it God's way, you will see the difference. In order to cease the storm, they know they had to throw Jonah overboard.
Yeah.
That's the only way it was going to stop, because God was trying to get Jonah's attention. Some of the stuff we go through, God's trying to get our attention. He wants us to be attentive to what's going on around us. We just go looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
We never see what's on the side. We got that out back. He got our front, and he does. But God wants you to be aware.
Come on.
Because the enemy will sneak up on you. The enemy will be dressed out nice. Smelling good. And sweep you right off your feet.
Come on.
We got to bind that enemy up. We got to keep our focus on God.
That's it.
We're going into a whole new year. What we didn't do in 2018, God says, if you still here, you got another chance.
Yeah.
You got another chance to get it right. It's not over till God calls your name and calls you home. These men, they didn't know God, but they began to cry out. It says now they are now crying out to God.
Yeah.
Therefore, they called out to God, "Oh Lord, yeah. Let us not perish of this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood for you. Oh Lord, have done as it pleased you." God did it as it pleased him.
Yeah.
So there was a cost that Jonah had to pay. For going the opposite direction from where God told him to go. Y'all, it's a cost to pay when we do the opposite of what God tells us to do. And that's what God wants you to know today, that it is, that it will cost you something.
Ooh,
I can't tell you what it's going to cost you. You can't tell me what it's going to cost me. But I best not tell you right now. I used to hear preachers say, "I double dog that." To put your trust in God and listen to what God is saying, because we will have to pay for being disobedient to God, not to man. We do more for man than we do for God. Half the stuff God has told us to do.
Come on.
But we do it to please one another.
Come on.
We got to please God. We got to please God. He sent the prophets
to
give the word. He sends the preachers to give the word. We got to give the word. Because we'll be held accountable if we don't preach the word of God. God said, I want everybody to be saved. I don't care if you don't like them. It ain't about you. I don't care if they don't look like you look. It ain't about you. It's about him. It's about God. Everything that we do should be by God. Get in the glory. It's not about us. It's not about us. God, he takes care of us day in and day out. Every time I turn around, he's always making a way.
That's right.
Thank you.
For that, we got to give him praise. For that, we got to give him honor. Because he's well deserving of our praise. He said, if you don't praise me, I don't have the rocks to cry out. I don't know about y'all, but the cinder blocks ain't been through what I've been through.
Yeah.
The cinder blocks is what they built this church on. They ain't been through what I've been through.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
So I don't need rocks crying out for me.
Yeah.
I can cry out for myself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for healing my back. Thank you, Lord, for turning me around, for saving me. I was on my way. Reached down and he grabbed me. He said, that ain't where I want you at. Pastor said, don't invite yourself to the party you wasn't even invited to. That's the party that we wasn't invited to is in hell. I don't want to lift up my eyes and hey, I don't want to do all of this praising, all of this worship, all of this preaching. You ain't never seen no way up in there where Satan moves. Did Satan pop out of there at any time?
No.
No. He ain't bold enough. Yeah. And he ain't bad enough. So rouse the wig off.
All right.
God put him out of heaven. Right. Told him he got to go. Because he was up in there with that foolishness. You can't be at the choir directing with that foolishness. That's what he was, y'all. He was a spiritual music. Today.